Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Morgan, A, did you go last Saturday night? And B, are you going this Saturday?
I haven't thought about it. I did not go last Saturday. Okay. But
You haven't thought about the game this weekend?
I mean, I thought about going this Saturday. It's kind of one of those games. It's good to take my daughter.
Yeah.
It's one of those where you could probably.
My daughter's going to her very first game this weekend.
You know.
It's going to be awesome.
I thought about it. But, you know, I might.
Well, if you do. Will you promise me to go by Tiger Sports Shop, College Avenue?
Oh,
Tiger
of course.
Boulevard? Okay. All right.
You know, I do my Tiger Sports Saturday the week before.
Okay.
So every Saturday, every year, we go, and I drop like hundreds and hundreds of dollars at Tiger Sports Shop.
And your wife's fine with that, and she gets her stuff too.
Oh yeah, the whole family goes. Good. Everybody's got to get one thing orange.
Good.
You know, we made the mistake. We walked away 1 year. Everybody got purple.
Good.
I said no, you can't wear this. You got it. You can wear that to the military appreciation. You can wear that out on Fridays. Well, no, you can't wear it on Fridays either. But you got to get something orange. So we do have a rule. You can buy as much as you want, but it's got to be something orange.
I like it. I like it. Good stuff. Tiger Sports Shop. Go by and see them. Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. All right. Got a lot to do in this segment. Leonard gets in. Mickey, how many quarterbacks does Clemson have on roster? How many think can eventually be starters who could contribute to the program? And this is Clemson's final year. Vecina's, this is just a sophomore year. He's got two more years after this one. And again, he can develop. I don't want to act like he can't. I'm just saying this year is huge in that development. And he and these guys seeing him all day, every day. Believe me when I tell you this, though. Every rep's evaluated. Every practice rep's evaluated. Every scrimmage rep's evaluated. And what he does in games, all that will be evaluated. And that will go an awful long way to it. You know, Chris Denson's the guy that had to kind of, go around and get – after kind of backdoor and get him at late last year. He's got some promise to his game. He's nowhere near ready to be a starter yet. Pierman, at one point in time I thought might have been, and who knows moving forward. And then next year you got Reynolds and Bradley, and Reynolds is the higher rated of the two. And I think that eventually feel pretty good about him, but that's a lot of development there too. This is a developmental position. And moving forward, this is one that, again, for 2026, the single most important thing that come out of 25 for as far as the 26 season is, how does with Christopher Vecina, how much does he play, how much does he develop? Or if not, you got to do what Cal did. You know, you got to do what a lot of teams have done. You got to go portal at quarterback. And there's a lot of great ones out there. And if you don't, then you're not giving yourself the best chance to win moving forward. 654 Roar, Mike's in Anderson. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. Mickey, I had a couple of questions for you about the overall state of the program. And you made a comment Monday that it's time. You weren't talking about changing coaches or anything. Let's be perfectly honest about that. But you talked about some of the things that Dabo did and is doing as time we started asking questions. And I did some research last night. I didn't pull anything up. I just used my little brain and my memory. And I want you to tell me if I'm wrong. Based on my memory, Dabo has been to 11 college football playoff games. He's been in 11 games since the playoff started. Am I right on that? I know I'm close.
Let me check.
So he had 2-15, 2-16. 1-17, 2-18, 2-19, 1-20, and 1-24. So that would be 11, right?
Am I correct there? I think that is correct. Yes.
That
is correct.
Okay, so that would place him second to Saban, I guess. Am I right on that?
Yes.
Okay. What's Saban got? Like 12, 14, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. The where I'm going with this is, I remember back 2018, the last Natty, and we were all excited, and people were wondering. You were asking on the show the Monday or Tuesday after the game. Trevor was a freshman. Do we win one more with Trevor? Do we win two more? Everybody was just giddy, and I was in that boat, same thing. But if you look at what's happened since 2020, the playoff game against Ohio State, when Ohio State, quite frankly, just just beat the brakes off of us. Things haven't been the same since then. You followed up the next season with an opening season loss to Georgia. You've talked several times this week about losing the opener 4 out of 5 years. Also came up with the number in the last, this is 2025. So if you go back the last 4 seasons up until this season, Dabo has lost 3 games, 3 games, 4 games, and 4 games in 4 seasons, plus the first game of this season. That's 15 losses in 4 seasons and 1 game. Now, the Tigers haven't fallen off the map. They're still a consensus top 15, top 12 program, I think. I think that would be a fair assessment. But this deal about being an elite program like it was back then when Dabo was, quite frankly, I thought he was the second-best coach in America. It was Saban, it was Dabo, and then Ryan Day when he was young and some of those guys coming up behind him. Is it time to, as a Tiger football fan, to be realistic and say the elite days are over, at least for now? Am I wrong there, Mickey? Because if you lose 15 games in 4 seasons and 1 game in the 5th season, I just don't see you as being an elite program. A good program, yes. He's won 13 out of the last 14 seasons. I think he's won 10 or more games. The one season that he didn't, he won 9. So, I mean, still a top-flight program, but just not elite. And how far off am I on that, Mickey?
Well, currently they're 8th in the country. And we're still going to
– in the ranking.
Right, and a lot to be determined. I thought a texter made a great point this year, that Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois last year and played for the national championship. So
that is a great point.
Seasons are long. Is Clemson as good now in the last 4 years as they were from 2015 to 2020? No. But what I told you during that time stretch was – that time period was, enjoy this because this doesn't last forever. I also told else I told that to? Alabama fans and Georgia fans.
That's right.
And Ohio State fans.
That's right.
And if you're an Alabama fan right now, you think they're elite? Like Florida State now, Florida State, things like that might be back, but look what they went from and to. The point is that the shocking part is not that teams can fall from the elite. The shocking part is if you can be elite for 4, 5, or 6 consecutive years. Like, it is extremely difficult to do that. Every one of them, Ohio State,
absolutely.
Ohio State and Penn State and Michigan and Florida State, Florida, Tennessee, LSU, UCLA, Southern Cal, Texas, Oklahoma, you're going
Georgia.
To fall. Georgia, you are going to fall. It is going to happen. You will not be sustaining this. Enjoy it while you have it. Strive for it. In today's college football world, it might be tougher, you know, moving forward with the 12-team playoff through it all. Well, with that said, no, Clemson's not as good now. They were elite from 15 to 20. I don't think they're elite right now. Does that mean you won't be elite by the end of this year? No. Does it mean you won't be elite again at some point in time? No. But the point is that it's an extremely difficult thing to do. And enjoy it when you do it. I don't think anybody, I mean, maybe Ohio State, maybe, I don't know, Georgia, Michigan, maybe you can think you can be elite. Those teams have a chance a little more often, historically speaking, to be elite a little more often than Clemson does. But this is a little old school in a little old state, in the northwest corner of a little old state, and to do what they've done is simply remarkable. And it doesn't mean they can't do it again, but it is pretty difficult to do. And
that's right.
This season, this story of this season has not been written yet. It got out to a horror story start,
right?
In my opinion. But it is hopefully a 15, 16, 17 chapter book, and it gets much better after the first chapter.
But the one thing about that I would kind of push back on, not to say that Dabo can't do it again, but Dabo's in what is he in, his 16th, 17th season?
Yeah.
Okay. And the older you get, it just seems like, I don't know, it's just, I don't know, is it too late to do it again, I guess is what I'm asking.
I don't think that, like, to me, Dabo, if he was old and decrepit, maybe. I mean, Nick Saban won a national championship at the age of 70, you know, or 68, 69. Like, I don't think, do you think, is Dabo, is he lack energy right now? Does he look like he's in bad physical condition?
No, sir.
You know, Nick Saban won it 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Now, so he was 68, you know?
Okay.
I mean, Dabo Swinney has a competitive drive in him still. You know, he's 55 years old. So if he wanted to keep coaching and it was a good physical health and had all that, I think he could still do this for another 15 years or so. But with that said, I don't – and there's so many things that are going to – remember this, Mike. It took the perfect storm for Clemson to get to where they got to. And that perfect storm was the Sammy Watkins, Duke Hopkins, and then getting to Taj Boyd, and then getting to Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence, and then getting to Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence and those guys. It took a perfect storm to get to that. It also took the perfect storm of COVID and the transfer portal and the NIL stuff to kind of take them off their game. And now as we kind of get that kind of figured out and how they adjust to that, I think there's a lot of teams in there that are in limbo through it all. And again, they're eighth in the country this week. And all is not broken. The defense looked much better. There's a lot of positives out there. But it's hard, man. It's extremely hard. If it wasn't hard, then everybody would do it every year. And, you know, it just doesn't last forever. It's not – and, you know, when Georgia won there too – the phone calls I got was Kirby's going to win three in a row and four out of five and five out of seven and all. And they hadn't won a college football playoff game in 3 years now.
That's right.
It's hard, man. It's a hard deal.
Very quickly, and then I'll hang up and listen. You brought up the transfer portal and the NIL deal. Can the Tigers still compete in this era of college football? If you look at what Ohio State spent.
Yeah, that's last year, though. The rev share thing now has changed. Now it's $20.5 million. Everybody's just spent about $17 or $18 million. So if everybody's spending close to the same. Now, again, if the NIL stuff goes off the tables and if Texas Tech can be playing $50 million and Clemson's playing $25 million, or if Texas is able to pay $40, $50 million and Clemson, South Carolina can play $22 or $23 million, then no, they can't compete with that.
Okay.
The hope is
–
the hope is – that the rev share thing works and they get the NIL under control and we can have some compliance to it where one team can't spend $60 million and while everybody else is spending $20 million. And so that's to be determined. And again, the other thing, Mike, is talking about the perfect storm. We are in the single most turbulent times in college athletic history, and where it goes – nobody really knows.
Nobody knows.
Right.
No, sir.
Right.
I agree.
But I will tell you this. I feel pretty good, Mike, that I trust Dabo Swinney at the helm with this thing. And is he perfect? No. Does he make every perfect decision? No.
No.
But I would trust him over anybody else you've ever had in school history to make sure, because he's done more than anybody you've ever had. And I would trust in the future
that he'll
do more than anybody's ever had. So, anyway.
All right, Mick. Good answers.
Thank
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
A lot.
Appreciate the phone call. Does that mean he's going to win for sure? No. But I would. And going to battle in the next 10 years, that's who I would trust more. And there might be somebody better, but I ain't willing to roll that dice right now to find out. Morgan Thomas, if I'm NC State, I played golf with the NC State fan the other day, and the point was, man, you know what? They're 8-4 and 7-5 every year. Like, I'm willing to go backwards in order to go forwards. Well, in Clemson's case, I'm not willing to go backwards a whole lot in order to go forwards because you can't go a whole lot forwards. You go a whole lot backwards. So, no, I would trust Dabo Swinney to and for the most part, he fixes things, too. Like, when things go wrong around here, he pretty much fixes them. So, I'll trust that. Hey, One Time Plumber, the name is the number. Let them take care of you. One Time Plumber in Charleston, in Greenville, and in Columbia. Clemson grad started this company. This company knows that you don't want to have to call them because you don't want a water heater that's bursted up, and you don't want pipes that are burst. You don't want sewage in your showers or backed up through your toilets. You don't want any kind of septic tank issues. You don't want that. When it does happen to you, call the man, as Andy told Aunt B. Call the man. That man's One Time Plumber. Remember the number. Don't have to go Google searching and go read Google reviews. You got sewage coming up out of your drains, man. Go take care of it. You got busted pipe. Go take care of it. One Tom Plumber. The name is the number. One Tom Plumber. Hey, Jack and Easy, hang on. If you don't hold, hang on. Short break. Morgan Thomas. You got a Dr. Mick question for me over there?
I got one.
All right. We'll do all that when you come back right after this.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Discover the value of convenience with golf cart service, proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, or buy, we have industry-leading club car vehicles for every need. Our mobile service truck brings maintenance directly to you, ensuring stress-free service. Plus, with our simple financing options, owning a club cart has never been easier. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, or call 864-574-4616 to explore our inventory and learn more.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPM Farms, Butchery and Market.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators, at 864-556-8002.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family-friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the 5 counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes the shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the races he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
My Blue Ridge Heating and Air guy over there, you know, Chris and Ben and those guys, right? Those are your church guys.
Oh, yeah, Ben. Nice guy. Good Clemson fan.
Yeah.
Clemson grad.
More degrees than a thermometer, engineering mind. Like, the guy's got it, right?
And I just got a text message that said I need to do my, because I paid for that, two-time-a-year maintenance.
Yeah, thing, me too.
I got a text
Hold
message.
Hold on. You finally did something I asked you to do? You finally did it?
I come off the pocketbook, and I did something you asked me to do. Everything you asked me to do costs money, Mickey.
Well, but I'm saving you money.
You are
in the long
run.
Right. I'm trying to help you, but I'm not. Look, we're on the same page, pal.
I'm too narrow-minded here. I got to, you got to let me see the future and what could happen. I got to keep maintenance, on the stuff that matters, like my air condition.
No doubt. Right now, Tiger Tune-Up Special, saving $100, $89 special right now. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, online, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Go on their site. Their site, can tell you who all there are and what they do. And the Armstrong dealer out of Orangeburg, which is the best, made right here in South Carolina. Free estimates for a new unit for you. And again, all the tax credits end on December 31st and all the rebate stuff coming from your power companies. And they give you a $400 coupon, all that. But right now, Tiger Tune-Up Special. $89. I saved over $100. You can't beat that. It's great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Jack is right here where we are in Easley, South Carolina. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic.
Good. I got two questions about I'm going to pick out two. I'm in a pick 'em contest as well. So right. I looked at both of our games, and I have a question. I'm going to ask you two games. But before I get to that, and I'm not a Clemson fan. I'm not a Carolina fan. I enjoy football. I live in Easley, though, so, everyone I know is Clemson fans.
Right.
I've seen a lot of Clemson fans just down in the dumps, hanging their heads about the game. And I had, when I filled out my preseason, top 25, my playoff, honestly, I had Clemson not losing a game. I had them winning from LSU all the way to the national championship. And it was disappointing to see that, especially because I thought the offense was going to be rocking. But there's worse teams to lose to, and it's the first game of the season for a reason. So I just want to tell the Clemson fans to keep your heads high, because I think it's a long season, and I think you guys are still at the top.
Long way to
other
go.
Other than that,
yep.
Yeah, other than that, I got two games, and I called in last week and to give two games, and
yep.
Toledo covered, but they didn't do well, and Florida Atlantic got smothered. So I was wrong about that, so I'll just keep my thoughts to myself this week. But I got a question about just what you guys think about Virginia and NC State and then Illinois and Duke, and I'll take it off the air. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You, Jack. I appreciate that. Those are mega games in the ACC this weekend. I watched a little bit of both NC State, and actually I listened to the first quarter of the NC State coming home from baseball practice, and then I watched NC State, and man, CJ Bailey had a great, great night. And the tailback's a pretty good player, too. With that said, I think NC State's in trouble. I think Chandler Morris, this is a 2.5-point game. And watching NC State last week against East Carolina, they got off this great start, and then they kind of stumbled. And I don't think Smothers had 22 carries, and he had 4 receptions, 26 touches. See if he had any punt returns, kickoff returns, this thing. I don't think he can keep that up very long. I think he's a good player, not a great player. I didn't think they ran the ball very well against East Carolina at 2.9 yards a carry. I think Virginia's defense is better than East Carolina's. C.J. Bailey's got to carry this offense. The weapons, Grimes is a really good player. I like Hoffman, the freshman wide receiver. And Smothers, Noah Rogers kind of got a concussion. It looked like a concussion in that game. Not sure if he's going to play or not. But Virginia's better than East Carolina. Virginia looked very, very good, in my opinion. I think Virginia's going to cover this game. Virginia beat Coastal 48-7. Virginia had, let's see if I'm right by saying this. Virginia had 23 first downs to 13 first downs for Coastal. Virginia outgained them by exactly 200 yards. They outrushed them by 71 yards. They outpassed them by 127 yards. Didn't turn it over. Forced three turnovers for Coastal Carolina. Virginia was very, very good in week one. And Chandler Morris, 19 of 27 for 264, two touchdowns, no picks. He ran for 50 yards. I like Virginia in this game. Morgan, thoughts on? Now, the game's in Raleigh. This is a big game for both programs. Dave Dorton needs to win bad. Tony Elliott needs to win bad. Noon over in Raleigh. And let me give you the network of this one. ESPN2 at noon. Carter Finley. I like Virginia. You?
I thought we were skipping this week.
We were till the caller asked about it.
I mean, you're trying to convince me against CJ Bailey? I was thinking about picking him for the QB challenge.
He might have to throw it for 400 yards.
I was thinking about it, Mickey.
That's fine. Pick him.
That doesn't mean
they're going to win the game. He's a one-man show, I'm telling you. Anything?
I mean, I'm never going to pick NC State. That's the first ever loss that I went to as a Clemson fan.
Really?
As a kid, a little baby boy.
That's pretty good criteria.
I'm never picking NC State in anything. Give me the Fighting Tony Elliott.
I love it. Virginia's better, man. Virginia's improved. Illinois and Duke. Illinois is the 3.5-point favorite. Duke covers this one.
See, I was also wanting to pick Mensah for the QB challenge, but then I'm thinking Illinois might hold him.
Illinois' defense is good. I like what Illinois does defensively. He won't do what he did against Elon. But he won't have to do what he did against Elon. Defense, Duke, these are two pretty good defenses. Mensah last week, 27 of 34 for 389, three touchdowns and no picks.
Can you ever trust an ACC team in a non-conference game, though?
Yes. I don't know. In this one, you can. Duke will cover against a ranked. Illinois is 11th in the country, and Duke's only a 3.5-point dog. Noon, ESPN. Two big games.
Home dog.
Give me Duke and the points. Give me Virginia the points. Bill is in Traveler's Rest. Bill, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. I'm doing great. Good. I hope you guys are. Yeah. Long-time listener. I don't call that much. My first game and Clemson game was Coach Howard's, Charlie Waters, Ray Yager, Buddy Gore, all those guys.
Oh,
before the season, after watching a lot of podcasts, LSU and Clemson, I thought it was going to be a long night. I think Clemson played really, really well, except for a few key things. We all talked about that ad nauseum. But what I really wanted to say was Coach Sweeney is my guy. I've been through a lot of coaches, good and bad, over the years. I'm a diehard Clemson fan, and he's trying to do things the right way. And to me, that's more important. I'll be his biggest fan if they drop to 7 wins a year because he's doing it the right way, and not enough people in this world stand up and do things the right way. So enough on that. I really think if Clemson gets a couple of things fixed on the offense, particularly tight ends, offensive line, and Cade will play better, this LSU team's going to go down as a incredible team, and I see a rematch somewhere in the playoffs, and, man, wouldn't that be awesome. It's hard to beat the same team twice, and we'll get them the next time. But those are my thoughts, and I'll get off here and let you guys get to intelligent stuff and get your thoughts.
Bill, I appreciate the phone call. I never saw a Frank Howard coach football game. Isn't that something? Now, I met Coach Howard many times and was around him many times. Coach Howard, when I was as a student assistant over there, Coach Howard's office was right down the hall from our office. Had to empty his spittoono a few times as he'd walk by and he'd go, "Hey, boy!" And he'd have his big brass spittoono. You had to go. That was disgusting. But never got a chance to see a Coach Howard coached football team. So I'm envious of that. And, yeah, Dabo is my guy, too, and you trust him through all those things. I agree with you. LSU is a good football team. And LSU's weapons at wide receiver, the speed they have at wide receiver, they were already good there. Then they hit the portal for a couple. The tight end's a weapon. You know, the question mark's the offensive line. I thought they held up. Nussmeier's a talented, very, very talented quarterback. Durham, you saw South Carolina game last year, his first big game, and he's a threat. They got the portal right on defense. Baker's got weapons on defense now. He's innovative, like the offensive coordinator. I don't like Brian Kelly. Everything else I like about the program, I like. Brian Kelly made a major mistake in the first half. I don't think Brian Kelly's a great game coach. With that said, everything about LSU I like. And I think LSU – look, go back and listen to our college football preview show. I picked LSU to go to the college football playoffs. A lot of good pieces there. And he is right. Clemson was lucky to be in that thing. You know?
So you're leaning more towards on the lucky to be in it versus the, oh, man, we held them to seven.
Oh, no, they held them. I mean, all those things would be true. Yeah, but the fact of the matter is that if Clemson won that game, they would have stolen it. LSU outplayed Clemson the majority of that game.
It felt like, you know how you were talking about it felt like Riley was playing down 21 or 17 or whatever? It felt like on the other end, Sloan was throwing the kitchen sink at Clemson.
Yeah, lot, I mean, it was a lot of window dressing, a lot of stuff going, a lot of movement, false reads.
You know, Xavier Thomas, their traditional slot receiver, was the way he was using him out of the backfield, and that kind of like a motion pistol.
Hey, give me Antonio Williams when he's healthy. Give me Tyler Brown doing some of
that actually
stuff.
They actually had Antonio Williams as a running back as well,
yeah,
and that all got foiled. The problem that I have is, like, is Cade that good of best friends with him that if he's not in the game, they can't do anything?
No.
That's a worry to me. It's like you can't depend on your Hunter Renfro of 2025 that much.
Hey,
I mean, he's not. He pulled a hammy or whatever. You can't just all of a sudden now have no offense. You know, I know. Agent Zero is a big deal.
Yeah, but there's weapons out there.
There's weapons out there.
Tyler Brown's a very, very good replacement when he does get hurt.
Yeah, I felt like maybe they could have done more of that. They started with Antonio Williams moving him to the running back, and then they couldn't do it. They could have put Tyler Brown doing that as well.
Yeah.
And I still pretty high on Adam Randall. You know, I still feel like sample size.
We'll see.
I know a lot of people aren't, but
we'll see.
I feel the same way. It does seem like LSU was throwing the kitchen sink at Clemson. I mean, they did everything.
They did a great job.
Are you still a Nussbaus Heisman, even though 22 out of 28 completions were less than 6 yards?
Yeah, he managed the game well, did well. He went on the road and beat the number 4 team in the country. Yeah, he looked very poised in doing it. Yeah. Hey, about a quick shout-out to LG, made it through the whole game last week. Great loyal listener, had her raised to make it through that. Good job. And I hope you'll be there pulling the Tigers through this week. You have a Dr. Mick question for me over there, or a Judge Mick question?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, this is from some Clemson fans in Atlanta. They won't give me their name.
All right.
But they're both almost 30. And this girl, she writes in, she says, hey, my best friend, he's a guy, of course, and, you know, told me that he proposed to his girlfriend over the weekend, and he was super excited about it. Well, he shows her the video, and the couple getting engaged are Clemson fans. And he says, well, shows her the video, and the girl, she was shocked because it was at the gym. I didn't say what gym, but it was like at just a regular gym. And he proposed to his girlfriend at the gym. Now, she did say yes, but you could tell, she said you could tell from the video, she wasn't really that excited about it. So he said, wait, what do you think? You know, afterwards, she kind of confessed to me that she didn't really like where I proposed. And, you know, she felt like she had to be a good friend and say, hey, look, you know, that was kind of a terrible idea. Why did you propose at a stinky gym? And now he's mad at her, basically he's like, why would you say that to me, you know? So now he's not talking to her. So she wants to know, Mickey. She did say yes. So we got two Clemson fans that did say yes there. But was it wrong? Was it wrong for her to tell him the truth and just say, hey, look, that was a bad idea? And was it wrong for the guy to propose at the gym?
I mean, in the end, it won't really matter. What the man? What I don't know, I don't have enough evidence here. Were they both like just gym rats? Were they meet each other at the gym? Was that sentimental to them? Was that the first place they met? Do they work at the gym? Is bodybuilding like a big thing for them? Like, I don't know all that stuff. I will say this though, unless like that was romantic, like first place, first date. Or if she like that's the place where she just that's her happy place, that's his happy place, something like that. Barring any of that, yeah, the guy made a mistake. You don't propose at the gym. You don't. I mean, what happens? You know, someone drops a weight on your engagement ring. Now, no, you lose it. You're taking a shower, and like you know, no, you don't do that. Much more. There's many, many more romantic places to do it. Again. Maybe that's their first date. Maybe that's where he met her. Maybe that's something like that. I don't know.
But, I mean, it's like a gym, though.
Yeah, you don't do it that way. No.
You know, it gets smelly.
In the end, where you do it doesn't matter. In the end, you know, how happy you'll be in marriage and all that. But it did show a little bit of a EQ, lack of EQ, that you proposed at the gym. She said, yes, I wish him all the luck in the world. But he should have and could have done a better job through all that.
She told him it was a little bit shallow. He got kind of mad at her for saying
that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's. You think it's shallow?
I don't know about shallow, but it wasn't romantic. Put it that way. Like there's more romantic settings than the bars clanging back there in the back and the plates hitting the thing. I'm dang, dang, and then somebody on a treadmill and yeah. No, you don't.
Hey, you
sweaty.
Got
sweaty. It doesn't smell as good.
He's on one knee and somebody comes up and says, "Hey, you got the treadmill next?"
Yeah. You wipe down your machine. Yeah, and that's not the place to do all that.
I mean, what if they're just like both like super jacked? Like bodybuilder.
Like if that's the case, then yes.
Like so, gym rats, you'd be like, hey, yeah, definitely.
Sure.
This is where you need to propose.
Yeah, and even you know what, have your wedding there. Go right there between the Nautilus aisles. No. Go right between. Yes, you know, do it on the treadmill. Yes. Walk down the aisle and just walk down the treadmill with your veil behind you. Yes.
Yeah.
But no.
All of your wedding party has to do, you know, one bench press.
Yeah, doing shoulder presses over there. Texas said definitely zero awareness. Yeah, you got to do better than that. Hey, Upcountry Fiber does better than that. UpcountryFiber.com. I'll allow the wedding being there since the engagement was there. UpcountryFiber.com. Don't do the birth of the first child there, though. Upcountry Fiber does a terrific job. I love Upcountry Fiber. I saw some great folks from Upcountry Fiber the other day. One day last week, and man, they're doing fantastic. We love what they do and how they do it. Upcountry Fiber for a stronger connection in the upstate of South Carolina, the five upstate counties. We love Upcountry Fiber. We love the fact their internet's just faster, it's just better, and no contracts. UpcountryFiber.com. Short break, and then Strelo 805. We've got a lot to do. Your phone calls after this.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger tailgate show. Facts and Childers and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage, a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Combining great golf along with delicious dining, Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina awaits you. The golf course, one of the upstate's hidden gems, offers numerous elevation changes, sheltered fairways, and beautiful ponds. Overlook Restaurant and Bar, open Thursday through Sunday, features lunch and dinner selections from executive chef Amanda Lewis. Along with numerous options for meetings and events, ChickasawPoint.com for Overlook and ChickasawPointGolf.com to play golf. Chickasaw Point.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How do you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris-built accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
High school football is in full swing, and our new marketing partners with Whataburger are all in this season, sponsoring high school football every Friday night on The Roar. We're taking Facts on Sports on the road today with a live show at the new Whataburger location in Anderson, 2900 North Main Street. Join me and John Haidt as we preview the Troy at Clemson game and talk about all things football across the spectrum. That's Facts on Sports live in Anderson today at Anderson Whataburger, 9 a.m. until noon.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
He holds his breath. You ain't thinking about it, thinking how it feels like yesterday. He drove her home, now she drives away.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. That's our first MT song. Like, the rest of the songs have been songs we normally play. What do you got a little country for me over there? Well, let me guess. That's like Zach Urban Top or something.
No.
Urban, that's some pretty boy doing something.
No. That's John Party.
John Party?
Yeah. It's
P-A-R-T-Y?
I heard it a couple days ago for the first
time.
Hold on.
The guy's name's P-A-R-T-Y?
No, D-Y. D-I.
Oh, Party.
Party.
Okay, y'all allow that.
Yeah. Don't worry about my accent. Okay. But, yeah, I heard it yesterday, and it's a song about your daughter when he drives her home, talking about from the hospital.
Yeah.
And now she's driving away. Whew.
You okay?
I was crying my eyes. I'm crying right now. Look.
You all right?
Yeah, man.
How old's your daughter now?
She's 10.
Woo! So you don't want to hear this.
Oh, no.
There's a stat out there. Let me find it. Like, by the time your kid is 12 years old, then you spent like 80% of the time you'll ever spend with them.
No!
Oh, yeah.
80?
Oh, yeah. Here's the quote. Hold on. 75. By the time your child turns 12, you've already spent 75% of the total time you'll ever spend with them. You know what? They go more, you know, play more with friends and go off, and they're always off and going to the mall and schools and parties. Anyway.
No.
Oh, yeah. 90%. By the time I turn 18, 90% of the time you'll ever spend with them. My wife has a hard time with it. Like, my wife wants them to slow down, man. I like it when they grow up because I can talk to them. My daughter's talking now. That's great.
All right, I'm going home.
You okay? You okay?
I don't like that. I got two more years for another 15%?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh!
That's it.
No!
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's not right, man. This is not right.
No.
Not my daughter. My daughter, she, you know what?
She's going to.
You know how they say, like, hey, when they're 18, you know, they got to get out, they got to get on their own?
Yeah.
For me, like, baby, no. You stay with me as long as you need.
Yeah.
There's always room for you.
Always time to come back. Speaking of girl dad, Chad in Columbia's a girl dad. Chad, how old's your little girl now, bud? How old's your baby?
Seven. Yeah. Taking her to the game Saturday.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Excited about it.
Yeah. We're doing the same thing.
Mick, you are thinking about this gym proposal all wrong.
All right.
So he's playing 3D chess. So you know how girls in their 20s, metabolism's high, right?
Right.
They get married. Next thing you know, you're putting on 15 or 20. He's kind of setting the expectation. Hey, we got to keep it tight. And so he probably even put it in the prenup. Hey, you know, this is your play weight right now, and this is what your play weight needs to be at, you know, our 10-year anniversary.
She got to have
so
weigh-ins?
This guy is a legend.
She got to have weigh-ins.
What's that?
She's got to have weigh-ins.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, yeah.
Tell her to keep it tight. Hey, man. in all seriousness, serious question. I was trying to rile up the female listeners. Hey, I was obviously just joking. Hey, in all seriousness, if Dabo's equity with the fan base was at 100 after Santa Clara, okay, you know, like, can't be higher, right? Safest coach in America. And zero is, you know, or 10 is Billy Napier or somebody like that. What do you think Dabo's is right now? I want to get your thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen.
I would say this. I'd say on message board guy and Twitter guy and TikTok guy and call-in guy, I'd say about 65. I'd say average Clemson fan that does not participate in expressing opinions all the time and all that, I'd say about 80. That was very, very popular here. And like anything else, the squeaky wheel is the one you're going to hear, but most people, considering what, you know, look, what he took over and what he's done and how he's done it, that's very important to Clemson fans, how he's done it. Again, all those are almost equal factors. Number one, what he took over. Number two, what he's done. And number three, how he's done it. I would guess 80. Fan bases want to win every game by 30 points and 50 points, and fan bases want to win every national championship. But I think fan bases, this fan base understands. I mean, this is it's a small school in the northwest corner of a small state, you know, and maybe the third or fourth best conference in the country. But B, it is on the other side of it, it is a national football power. That is one of the top, traditionally one of the top 20 for sure in the history of football, maybe top 15, maybe top 10 in the last 10 or 15 years. So there's the balance of all that. But still, the Clemson fan understands transfer portal and understands NIL and understands, you know, what Texas can do that you can't, what Ohio State can do that you can't, and money in those big, huge universities and all those kind of things. So the balance of all that. But again, to reiterate, it's not only what he took over. It's not only what he's done. But it's also how he's done it is very important to a large majority of Clemson fans.
I love my dad, you know?
Yeah.
I like, you know, I admire him in a lot of ways.
Right.
He still goes inside the bank to do business. That's how I feel about this situation. If you ask me what's my equity with Dabo, like, I love Dabo. I think he's great. I think he's a great fit.
Hey, hold on. What's wrong with going inside the bank?
It's unnecessary.
That's not true. That is not true.
I'm 38. I can't tell you the last time I've been in the bank. Can't tell you.
Well, you know what you're missing there? I go inside the bank. Now, not often.
Darla?
No, I don't go in the bank often.
Little Darla at the teller?
I do most of my deposits at ATM. I do most of But my first of all, I take my son in there. We open up a checking account for my son,
a
savings account. My son likes going in there because he sees himself on the on the video, and he does touchdown dances and he practices golf swing and all that and his baseball swing, all that. But you know what you miss, man? Every time I go in the bank, all the tellers know me. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Drake. What's happening? Y'all doing okay? Hey, Isla. Yeah, man, we're doing good. You guys. And then just, you know, the bank president, Milburn Drysdale's a friend of mine. We talk about our golf swings and golf games and all. You miss a little bit of that. You can be cold, heartless, and go over to stand on and go get on your phone, all but you miss the personal touch, man. You miss the Mayberry touch. You got to go in there and see Floyd.
Okay.
You got to go see who's the lady down the diner. Who's Barney kind of called down the diner? Not Wynonna. What's your name?
I'm just saying I can still love my dad, and he does some things that kind of like I would not do. You know, and that's how I feel about Dabo. Like, there's some things I just, that's old, a little bit old school for me, or a little bit backwards. You know, it's okay. You know, I mean, I still think he's a very successful coach.
Isn't it Juanita?
Juanita,
over at the diner.
And maybe I should start going into the bank. I don't know, but guess what? USAA doesn't have any physical locations, so you know it is what it is.
Yeah, you just go be cold then, and just go live in your own.
That's why I like USAA. I can go to any bank ATM I need to.
Yeah, Juanita. No, that's fine. And if you want to go through your life, here's the thing. What's gonna happen is one day your wife's gonna go, you know, we're gonna miss him, and man, it was a tragic ending and all that, but. Do we have six people going to be able to carry him? Who's going to be the pallbearers of the thing? You got to have six, man. You got to have six people to carry your coffin in this thing. You're going over there. You're going to go on TikTok and get your six? Twitter going to get you six?
I have 6,000 followers on X.
Yeah, any of them want to go over there and carry that heavy casket around?
I don't know any of their names. They don't even have their names displayed.
You got to have six, pal. Texture says
I didn't know there was so many people that still went inside the bank. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you have to go inside the bank.
No.
Morgan, look, part of you probably just go through the drive-through rather than going to your local restaurant too. You know, part of it is the waitress, and part of it's the cook's guy the owner coming out and shaking the hand, man. Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm hungry.
Good to see you again. Yeah, that's fine. You can be cold.
You go up there and you don't eat for 45 minutes.
Let me give you one piece of advice to your wife. Cremation. Because you're not going to have six to carry your body out of there.
Ouch. Ouch. You know? Ouch.
Life's about stories about relationships.
Dump me out of an airplane.
I got a bunch of stories for you. I want to tell my story. I want to hear your stories. What are you talking about, man? Not going to the bank. Hey, I do need to catch up here. So let me tell you a couple quick things. American Doormasters, AmericanDoormasters.com. When your door does go wrong, if you're like Morgan and you just want to do it online, you can do that. Go to American Doormasters, info at American Doormasters. You can email them. You love American Doormasters when it comes to residential garage doors, commercial garage door openers, service and repair. You got a good garage door opener over there at your house? Over there in your mansion over in Simpsonville?
Oh, yeah.
Everything's good. You keep your cars in there, or is that still your gym?
It's half car, half gym.
Okay. All right. Go by and see it. And if it ever breaks down, service and repair stuff, 990-3075, 990-3075. And then finally, I do need to catch up here a little bit. Snyder Tree. You're going to love Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. They do a terrific job for you. Eric Snyder, you got any trees and shrubs over there at your mansion? Over in Simpsonville?
I got some ones I think I need. I want to get them chopped down.
They can do that for you. Growth regulators or fertilizers. They can do both ends of those things for you as well. You're going to love Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Let them take care of you. So great friends over at Snyder Tree and SnyderTree.com. These are good folks. And by the way, a good place to work. So take off the tie and get out of the cubicle and go outside and enjoy nature with this great company, Eric Snyder and Snyder Tree Care. Paul Strelo is going to join us. I yield to Paul Strelo on all things, including Clemson football and Clemson football recruiting. We'll see what Tiger Illustrated's Paul Strelo says when you kick off hour number three right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is
Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog. Make